Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's a beautiful morning.
Good idea. We'll get up to 66 or so today, Thursday, November 19, 10 after 8, and Dean Richards has our entertainment news. Good morning, Dean.
Hello there.
Want to start with the TV news this morning?
Yeah, we're looking at a couple of old movies and TV shows to come back to television. One of them is the movie Waiting to Exhale. From 1995, that starred Whitney Houston and Angela Bassett, among many others. It was the story about these four women and their complex relationships with the men in their lives and each other. This new TV series is going to be about the daughters of the original characters from the original movies. That's in the works right now. They haven't started filming it yet, but I would guess... If filming schedules go as we hope, probably be out in a year, year and a half, something like that. Also, do you remember the old game show Name That Tune?
Of course.
You talk to some people of a certain age, and they have no idea what you're talking about when you say that. But it's one of the longest-running TV game shows that aired from 1952 to 1985.
Bill Cullen, I think, originally, right?
I think it was Bill Cullen originally, and wasn't Tom Kennedy the last host, I thought, before it went off the air? I may be wrong about that.
Dennis James. You're right, Tom Kennedy. Yeah. Absolutely.
So they're bringing the show back, excuse me, this time on Fox. Jane Krakowski this time is going to be the host, and Randy Jackson will be the band leader in this great old show where they play a few notes of a song, and you have to guess what the song is. Guys like Bob and I, being former DJs, we not only can tell you what song it is, but how long the song is, the length.
Yeah, we have all the useless information.
The record label, whether it ends in a fade ending or a cold ending, an abrupt ending, and also the intro time, so we can talk right up until the singer starts singing.
On the new show, the contestants will hold up their iPhones with, what is it, Shazam?
To try to get
the song.
Right.
They'll have to ban those phones from the set.
Oh, wow, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So there's good news for Peanuts fans today, isn't there?
Yeah, this was a sad story that came out last week when it was announced that the Charlie Brown specials that we all grew up with had been purchased, the rights to air them had been purchased by Apple TV Plus, meaning last week that they were not going to be on free television as they have been for decades and decades and decades. PBS steps in and they purchased the rights from Apple TV Plus to air them on free TV. So Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and Charlie Brown Christmas will both be on free TV on Sunday, November 22nd. Excuse me, that is this coming Sunday, and then also Sunday, December the 13th. The Charlie Brown Christmas came out first, made its debut in 1965. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, that's the one where Lucy holds the football for Charlie Brown,
right,
and then pulls it away at the last minute. First broadcast in 1973, and it won an Emmy Award that year for Best Educational Show. So they will be on the air. Thank you, PBS. Please try not to run too much begging for money while you're broadcasting those.
As you're talking about this, I still hear the music in my head, that great theme. Is it Vince Guaraldi, the piano?
Yeah.
Such great music, yep, with those shows. This is really depressing. I mean, the Bobby Brown story, what a sad ending.
Yeah, Bobby Brown has... Well, was married and then married to Whitney Houston, and I think he's married to a different person again, had five children. And we all know the story of Bobby Christina, the 22-year-old daughter of Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, who died 5 years ago. Yesterday, another of Bobby Brown's children was found dead. Bobby Brown Jr., found at his home in Encino, California. He was found dead on the site, pronounced dead at the scene. No cause of death has been released. Police say no foul play is suspected. But he was also pursuing a career in music, just like his dad, and he was only 28 years old. So Bobby Brown loses another child. Just a horrific story.
Dean Richards with news about the Twitter feud with Grey's Anatomy. What's going on there?
This is so weird because, I mean, this goes back to 2007. That's when Isaiah Washington and Katherine Heigl were both part of Grey's Anatomy in its early days. In 2007, Heigl went public calling out Isaiah Washington for using a homophobic slur against one of the other co-stars on the show, T.R. Knight. Washington got fired as a result of that, and pretty much since then has said how difficult it's been for him to find work after that happened. And the story sort of went away, but this past Monday, Washington tweeted out a picture of Heigl saying, "This woman once proclaimed that I should never be allowed to speak publicly again," and added, "I will never stop exercising my free speech." Don't know what provoked that. Don't know why he decided to do that, but he did. And yesterday, not Katherine Heigl, but a source close to her said that Katherine Heigl is proud that she stood up for T.R. Knight and said that she is and always will be an advocate and ally to the LGBTQ community. So, you know, the volleys have been tossed. You know, we'll keep an eye on Twitter and see. It sure seems like, you know, this is not over.
There needs to be a feature on Twitter where you write your tweet, and then before you post it, a message comes up that says, "Are you sure?"
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that would be a good idea.
There also should be a statute of limitations on if something's bothering you that happened that long ago, Twitter shouldn't even allow you to comment on it.
Good idea. Are we going to see Wonder Woman anytime soon?
Finally. I've said this five different times. Yes. Yes, it's been delayed, but it's coming. But this time they say it is definitely coming on Christmas Day. The Wonder Woman 1984 has been delayed four times so far. This is now the fifth date that they have announced, but they want to get this thing out there. So what they're going to do is release it on HBO Max and also in theaters. Now, whether or not it actually will wind up being in theaters is a question mark at this time because of these Tier 3 COVID-19 restrictions that we have here in the state of Illinois, but a lot of other states have, that have closed theaters. Starting tomorrow, theaters in Illinois will all be closed again.
Right.
So if that is still the case on Christmas Day, the movie, of course, will not be in theaters, but they say it definitely will be on HBO Max for a month at no additional cost if you are a subscriber. And then after that, they're going to put it on demand, which means you'll pay for it if you want to see it. But, you know, we need movies like this right now.
Yeah, I know every time my wife and I finish a series, we go into a panic. Now what are we going to watch? And, you know, it's like with The Queen, I'm tempted to not binge on it and leave a few episodes for coming weekends. Let's talk about the interview with Oprah and Barack Obama. I looked up on the monitor here this morning and saw some scenes. I haven't heard it yet, though. How did that go?
Yeah, they really didn't issue very much that's substantive. I just thought it was really interesting the way that they did the interview. when you watch the interview, it's an interview with Oprah and the former president, and they're talking about his new book that's called A Promised Land that just came out. It's on Apple TV Plus. But when you see it, it looks like they're sitting right across from each other, just a few feet away from each other, in front of a roaring fireplace, and talking about this book. But this video that's on Oprah.com, actually, shows how they did this, where the former president is in Washington, D.C., and Oprah is at her modest little home in Santa Barbara, California.
Modest.
that just reminds me of how she used to talk about her cottage that she had in Indiana. When she lived in Chicago, she'd go to her cottage that was, you know, like a sprawling estate, but she always called it just a little cottage I have.
That's all.
But anyway, they did this green screen method where they had green screens behind the participants, and they electronically put in this fireplace and the whole background that made it look like they were in the same room. They joined these two images together on the green screen, and you cannot tell that they are at different ends of the country. It's absolutely amazing, and worth taking a look at. I think it's on YouTube, but if you go to Oprah's website, they show sort of the making of all of this.
And we cannot forget this, the celebrity birthday headline of the day. It's Steve Grzanich's birthday today. We're celebrating in the newsroom.
Yep.
And
a lot of people have been emailing and texting and asking if the post offices are going to be open today, if mail will be delivered.
Meters.
You have to feed the meters for Steve Grzanich Day. Happy day, to everyone. Enjoy your day off.
Yeah. Well, we're glad Steve's here, though. Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Steve has to work. Everyone else gets the day off for the holiday, but Steve does not.
Okay. Dean Richards, more entertainment news from you tomorrow. Thank you.
See you then.